Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby? You're...
We will reach the golden days. We gon' reach some golden days. We gon' reach some golden days. By my head, I gotta pray today. We gon' reach some golden days. Ain't no missing. Haters keep on dissing. Scared you, now you pissing. My God is always winning. Make a million bidding. Don't need luck, keep pinning. He painting, now he printing. Don't argue, no debating. Said I to get some blessing. What you do, no begging. God told you in the beginning. What you see,
what you see,
and what you do,
what you do.
He will know,
he will
what's
know.
In front of you.
Front of you.
He gave us all,
gave us all.
The freedom rule.
Freedom rule.
Can't you see,
can't you see
that we control,
we control
the life we want.
Reach our goals.
He got his own,
got his own.
Wide open so
we can, yeah.
We gon' reach some golden days. We gon' reach some golden days. By my head, I gotta pray today. We gon' reach some golden days. We gon' reach some golden days.
Cause I know that God got me. I'm trying to put my whole family on the go, get a blessing like me. I'm down to leave cause I want to be the one to possibly see. I know I can't stop living right because a bunch of weight is on me. I'm with it though, no problem bro. I gotta leave to build my soul and I won't leave you alone. Just take my hand, no faith will grow. Jesus walks and I will talk. Get the board and bring the chalk. Watch him paint your goals and all. We can reach the moon tomorrow.
We gon' reach some golden days. We gon' reach some golden days.
This is the Enigma Sep. I was your boy Enigma September, and what you just heard was my man Shim with Golden Days. So big up my man Shim. He been Shim been kind of quiet, but but as I said, show my man love. So To those in podcast land, again, I got my man Aston Martin in the building.
Yeah. We in the building, man. Aston Martin, shout out to everybody, man.
Word. Man, came down from the A.
Yes, sir.
So this is a gift. Straight up, this is a gift.
It's all love, man. I came down just for y'all tonight.
Yo, this appreciated, man. Straight up. Let's see. We're going to get into the news portion of the show. You know what I'm saying? Where I just pretty much just discuss happenings of the week.
Gotcha.
Before we get into the interview. Starting off, again, on a sad note, of course, John Witherspoon, a.k.a. Pops, a.k.a. Grandpa, a.k.a. everybody daddy.
For real.
I know everybody said Uncle Phil was their daddy.
Yeah.
But I think John Witherspoon may have got that title over the years.
Yeah, man. Of the whole generation. If he ain't your daddy, he your granddaddy.
Exactly, bro. Real, exactly. So, yeah, he passed away October 10th, 2019. Of course, y'all know him from Pops, Boomerang, Pops from the Wayans Brothers show, and Grandpa from Boondocks, as well as some other stuff. I know he was in
Friday.
Yeah, on Friday. Oh, I forgot Friday. Yeah, Friday, bro. So, yeah. I remember Boomerang in particular because David Greer character name was Gerard. And to let y'all fools know, my middle name is Gerard. So
okay.
Yeah. And I was always been like that nice goofball like David Allen Greer character in that movie. So yeah. I ain't got Halle Berry, but I got Fee.
Facts.
I got Fee. What? I got Fee. How about that? You know what I mean? Plus, I ain't got to worry about Eddie Murphy trying to steal my girl.
Facts.
I ain't got Eddie Murphy trying to steal my girl, bro. Trying to put me on and come in and take my chick. But anyway, man, again, you know, rest in peace to his family. And then everybody who, you know what I'm saying, looked up to him, worked with him.
Yeah, definitely rest up, man.
No doubt. All right, so in local news, local hip-hop news, shout out my man Tarif Knockout. He dropped his album last week, local rapper. He also had a, what is it? Album release party.
Oh, okay, yeah, I seen that.
Yeah. So it was dope. My man Stess was in there. I should not name people that was in there because I'm going to forget somebody. They were like, dang, E. You know what? Forget y'all, cause y'all don't be putting me on y'all songs. So you know what? If I forgot you, so what? No. Taking shots at everybody. But nah, I know my man Jody was in there. T Porter, like I said, Stess, Devon Deshaun was the DJ. Who that? Outlaw. Yeah. Outlaw Joe Beast. Came out. Outlaw Beast came out. You know, you're a family man, so they'd be seeing him like seeing Jesus.
Yeah.
Literally. Jesus.
That works for the producers, though. They can do that. They right. Don't have to step out all the time. They can just, you know.
Yeah, that was. Don't always. No, I was really more shocked with Stess being there, honestly. Hmm. That's my bro. But yeah, I was real more shocked with him being there. But yeah, One Will performed. Because he's on the project. I'm not on the project, Tarif.
Pew, pew.
What? Well, we was on the project, man. It was dope vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? People was vibing out. So, shout out to Tarif, man. Hope you getting them strings. Y'all go ahead and get that merch. I know you got t-shirts and the album. I think it's on Bandcamp. So, y'all make sure to check it out. That's my bro. So, let's see. What else we got? On the docket. I gotta ask you, Mr. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Have you partaken in the great or not so great
Jesus is King?
I have. I listened to it. I did. I have listened to it. All
right, what you think about it, bro?
It surprised me because I knew Kanye said it was going to be gospel, but I didn't expect it to be like gospel. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was going to be like, you know, just a little here and there. Like, you know, usually when rappers transition with that, it kind of like it takes a couple albums to transition all the way over to full gospel, but he went all the way straight gospel with it. I was like, oh, so that's what caught me by surprise. Off the real. I was like, oh, snap. Like, this is real deal gospel. I thought it was going to be like, you know, maybe like chance gospel. Right. But he went all the way. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't quite. It had to sit with me for a while to see how I really feel about it. I can't really get my take on it. I only listened to it like one time.
Yeah.
So I really got to like. And when I listened to it, I didn't like really listen to it. I kind of was just going through the track. So I got to really sit and listen to it. I like choir stuff, I'm not gonna lie to you. So I was feeling that. Even though it may have been a little OD'd on it, but I do like that vibe, you know what I'm saying? Because I come from that like background. My dad was actually a choir director. So I know what choir is supposed to sound like. And choirs are like on point. Chicago choir is usually on point anyways, but choir's on point. I just gotta listen to it again. I think my favorite track on there though was like the straight up rap one, was the Follow God one.
That one.
I liked it, that one.
I'm gonna give people a little piece of it real quick. I tried to do this last week, but you know what I'm saying? Dang, Joe, why you ain't done? Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. That beat.
That beat tough.
That beat go
that
tough,
beat
right?
That beat is tough right then. I ain't gonna lie. That's the toughest beat out of the whole project. When that came on immediately, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, y'all heard it. Joe said that Kanye trash. I don't know, man. Like, I think people be hearing stuff I don't be hearing. Cause it be stuck. Like I listen to Speaking of Chance.
Chance album, I wasn't
a big fan, but then when I saw the backlash, I'm like,
yeah, people was going wild with it. I'm like, okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But still, bro, like, it's not his best project to me, but still, bro, it's still a well put together project. You know what I'm saying? It's an actual project. It's one of the ones that's like, you're going to listen to it years back. It's not one of the ones that you're going to catch off the first time you hear. You got to actually like see where he going with it and see the project as a whole. You can't take that mug song by song. It's like one of the ones you gotta listen to as a whole and see how he put it together.
That's why, like, I don't know. And yo, Joe, anybody listening, if you listen to the podcast, you can hit me up at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter or whatever. That's why I'm trying to figure out, like, is it more so the all this drama behind it, or is it the music itself? Because to me, I know for at least the music, like, even if you're talking about the beats and the, like you said, the Sunday service choir and all that, like, the songs were well put together.
Facts.
Granted, his rapping could have been better, but Kanye ain't never been the best rapper anyway.
Yeah, I think people were like forgetting about that. He's not always been the best rapper though, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel the same way. I feel like it's well put together. Like I said, and this is only my analysis after listening to it one time. I definitely got to go back and really listen to it though. But I mean, it sounds well put together. And my thing was about it, like, I wanted to see how genuine it was, because I seen everything beforehand. I was like, okay, I want to see, is he just doing this just to get the album sale, or is he really on this? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it seems genuine to me. So that was my biggest thing. Like, was he really going to go in that direction that he's been saying?
And being that, like, I said his last podcast, like, being that I listened to, you know, Lecrae and Annie Mineo, like, I tell people, project is basic. Like, I almost feel like I was trying to recreate Annie Mineo project. I wasn't. That wasn't the intent. But when I listened to it, I'm like, too much influence.
That project though. That was a hard project though.
But I just, like, I'm like, because I listen to those artists, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably more, I can't say I've been rocking with 166 the whole time. Like, I'm fairly new. Like, I probably jumped on the board like 2016, 2015. But, you know, because I've listened to it, like, I probably can catch on to the kind of like gospel, Christian, hip hop vibe. So I kind of get that part, and I kind of get some of what he was doing in that vein. But yeah, I was just like, I'm just, I just suspect that some people just hating on it because of the politics.
Of course, and of course.
My thing is, he can't do better, Joe. Yeah, Joe said he can do better than that. He can.
He can. He can.
It's definitely not graduation. It's not late registration. Yeah. It's not even 808 and heartbreak.
I think that's another issue, too. People were expecting that Kanye. They were expecting college dropout. They was like, oh, he's coming back to that, but he's actually transitioned to a totally new Kanye. I think people thought he was going back to that Kanye.
My thing is, I think he, this my opinion was, he did kind of go back, but in a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think like, because it was structured. I think the past like three projects was like Ye, Pablo, and Yeezus. I think he was kind of getting out of the structure.
Yeah.
To me, it was more of the sound structure from those like graduation days or whatever.
True that. But especially with the samples.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially with them samples.
So I'm just like, yo. Yeah, for sure.
That's one thing you can't say. You cannot sleep on his production. His production is always like A1. Right. Like, and that one, he kind of really got back to that production, like in the, you know, whatever, if people want to call it the glory days or whatever. Right. Like,
yeah, and also
those samples was hitting, man.
And I say this, you know what I mean? My thing is, I can separate, maybe I'm speaking for myself, I can separate the politics from the art. I'm not going to diss something because I'm mad at what they doing. I mean, same thing. I mean, I look in particular, another Chicago artist, R. Kelly. What he's done or been accused of doing is dumb trash. Like, I don't agree with that at all. I got a daughter. Don't agree with that crap at all. Yeah. But I ain't finna take away and act like his song's trash now because he's a monster.
Yeah.
The music dope.
Shoot, he made some of y'all watching right now. What you mean?
Chill. 92 babies looking crazy right now.
I'm the 91. Shoot, he probably made
Parents, get it on the public announcement. Yo. Yo.
Yeah, mom, if you're listening right now, I don't want to know. I'm pretty sure it was Keith Sweat, though. I'm 100% positive it's probably Keith Sweat.
You're right. Yeah. Yep. So Keith Sweat, don't be trash. His radio show a little bit of trash, but he be like, yo, Keith Sweat be messing with them like them old women that be like super country. Hey, Keith, I love you. I listen to your show every day. He be like, for real, baby.
He be killing me when he do his voice, man.
Man, you know, he's half the
You're tuning
half the
in to the Sweat Hotel. Like, yo, on that, I want to say something about 90 R&B dudes. Like, I go back and listen to all the time. I'm like, yo, this is so funny how they used to do it. And then they always had a random session where they just talk. Just fly. It's going to be a 30 seconds of them just talk. Yeah,
That was the rap. That was the rap. Like, no. Like, go to Boys to Men. You go to their little lyric joint. Mike came in, you'll see rap. I'm like, there ain't no rap. That man ain't rhyming. Oh, baby, I know what you did to me.
He said he was speaking poetry, man.
Yeah,
that's all
right. Yeah, I'll get them things out.
Oh, boys, man.
Like, after 96, they were like, we straight. You go back to Philly, bro. We all right. Yo, let me jump on this and we're going to get into the next track. What we got? Oh, and Nori said Kanye album trash. So
I seen that.
What you got?
He's going in.
Yeah. Hey, look, if you think it's trash, that's cool, but just let me know because I'm just like, I don't think it was that bad.
Yeah, I don't.
I think y'all just tripping because of the Trump crap, which, yeah, you can get on here about the Trump, but don't knock the music because you're trying to prove a point. Anyway, yeah. Me and Fee, we watched Eddie Murphy's new movie, Dolomite Is My Name. You peeped it out yet?
Not yet. I seen it, but I ain't had a chance to watch it.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Got a couple hitters in it. I seen that. I seen like the people who was playing it. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. He got, I want to say Deray so bad. Yeah, Mike Epps in there. Yeah. What's the fat boy name?
T.I. was in there?
Yeah, T.I. Yeah, you couldn't tell who T.I. was. He had like an old beard going on.
Yeah, I would never know. That was T.I.
Yeah, he was looking crazy. Snoop Dogg was in there.
Snoop. I seen Snoop in the commercial.
But yeah, a lot of comedians. I'm thinking was like, yo, if we can work with Eddie Murphy, we're going to work with Eddie Murphy.
I think he came through.
Wesley Snipes is in there.
That's who I was thinking of, Wesley Snipes.
Who that? Oh yeah, the daddy from This Is Us. He was like, he was the.
I don't know his name either.
He was the bomb that supposedly Dolomite got Dolomite from. because apparently it used to be snaps that like old men used to do, which old men in the late 60s, they used to have these snaps. And they'd be like, I go to Africa and beat an elephant down. And now I'm the king of the jungle and give me my crown. So they would do these snaps. And so like he was trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? He was like 40 in like the 60s. Damn. Like still trying to come up. So y'all can judge me if you want to doing this podcast at 39. So,
hey man.
So he found he recorded them, and then he basically, you know what I'm saying, took that and took it to the next level or whatever. So so it was kind of crazy because I knew my dad was young around that time. So I asked my dad about it. I'm like, Dad, what you know about Dolomite? He's like, well, I know something about some Dolomite. I grew up on that Dolomite. Well, he's my. Going the lion jungle deep, and the lion stepped on the signifies monkey feet. Dolomite is my name, and mother is my game. So he said, "Yeah, my dad is a minister." So if I said my daddy cuss, I'm not saying my daddy cuss, and I don't have this wine cooler in my hand. So chill out.
It's Kool-Aid.
It really is. It's more Kool-Aid than anything.
Be for real.
Right. But if y'all interested, man, it's on Netflix, man. Y'all check it out. Dolomite was pretty dope. Why would I talk about Dolomite on a rap podcast? If you know who Dolomite is, unlike Fee, you know that Dolomite had a big influence on hip-hop. One of the first ones to start rippity-rippity rapping. So, sorry, Fee. Fee gonna beat my butt once these cameras off.
I ain't see nothing. I'm going blind.
I am not a witness.
I'm going blind. I don't know.
All right. So anyway, y'all can check it out. We're gonna go into this next track, and then we're gonna jump into this interview. So this is my man Eric Days, who is also now in the A, doing this thing. He just dropped a video. I think he's trying to get somebody to pay attention to it. He had us adding somebody on Instagram the other day. But anyway, this is Eric Days with I Love the Way on the Nick Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Tap in.
Used to feel her pulling back when I draw near. But if I dip for a month, she'll cry tears. Wifey material, she fit the criteria. 2020, 2019 with last year. 17, met her for the first time. Think I might have seen her with a picket sign. Politically inclined, my Afeni Shakur. I'm your Matulu, let's make love, not war. Had my fair share of mistakes. Put us on hold, left her with a bad taste. Took a long time to get a trust back. Almost didn't let me in, can't trespass. But I sent letters to her every morning. Said I'm thinking of you in the morning. The moments we don't spend together, I was consistent and she let the boy in. Baby, I love the way. Baby, I love the way. You hold me tight, never let go. You know the key to the safe. Girl, keep it tucked away. Girl, keep it tucked away. I keep it real at the most. Give me your trust, babe. 18, picking up where we left. You real deal to my heart like petty theft. And we took a turn for the better. She told me that we official and rewarded my efforts. I'ma get her name played on my necklace. And my shirts disappear when it's cold out. Cause I wanna cover my girl and I told her to keep it. So if ever I need to come over, then I got a reason. I'm teasing. I'd probably fascinate you if I showed you my thoughts. I got plans for ya. First date we went to Angela Davis. Now we gon' switch up the place. Let's go to Thailand, then Jamaica. Acky and selfish for you when you wake up. Baby, I love the way. Baby, I love the way. You hold me tight, never let go. You know the key to the safe. Girl, keep it tucked away. Girl, keep it tucked away. I keep it real at the most. Give me your trust, babe. Baby, I love the way. Baby, I love the way. You hold me tight, never let go. You know the key to the safe. Girl, keep it tucked away. Girl, keep it tucked away. I keep it real at the most. Give me your trust, babe.
Yeah, we back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. That's my man Eric Days with I Love the Way. And I love the way y'all been supporting the show, so I appreciate you. And without further ado, I got none other than Ashton Martin in the building. What's up, bro?
You, what's going on, man? Just living.
Now, I really like when I got like artists that I'm really interested in, but I don't know much about. because I can give a true interview and really ask some real questions. Because I'm like,
hey, I'm an open book, man.
True, I'm ready for it. So I did some slight snooping, not too much.
Okay,
I don't want to be a creep. So tell me if I'm wrong or not. But you coming out of Marianna?
Yep, Marianna, Florida, Jackson County, 850. That's birthplace.
Word.
Yeah.
What you know about that 2 egg?
Man, I know all about 2 egg. Look, let me tell you. As a kid, I moved around a lot. So I actually stayed in Greenwood. I stayed in 2 egg. Jerusalem is what I call home because that's where my grandparents are from. Okay. So that's been a stable house. No matter what, I've always had that place to stay at. I stayed at West End. Man, all over Marianna. Like anywhere around Marianna, I've been there, man. For real.
Yeah, the reason I asked is I got an aunt. She live in 2 egg.
Okay.
Yeah, she been there since I've been born.
Believe it. Good 40 years. I guarantee she knows my grandparents then.
Yeah. We have to exchange the information. I'm like, Aunt Sting, what's good? Matter of fact, let me see. I think she was a teacher.
Word.
Oh, have mercy. I cannot think of we in trouble. I can't think of my auntie last name because it's not mine. Lord
I
have
can
mercy.
See that, though.
Yeah. Ain't gonna worry about it. I'm not finna think about it.
You know school she
now.
Taught?
Whatever elementary school at, though.
Well, being from 2A, she's in between Mary and Malone. So she probably, or she could even win the sneeze, too. So ain't no telling.
Because I know my cousin, I know he went to Malone before he came back in with the records.
Yeah.
So I am not from the. Anyway, so you born and raised in Marianna?
Born and raised, man. I once I graduated high school, I moved to Pensacola, and that's kind of where I posted for a little while before I moved to Atlanta.
All right, bet. Nah, shout out to how you feel about people that rep 850 or say 850, but then almost kind of think it's just Tallahassee?
Look. 850 stretches from Tallahassee all the way to Pensacola.
Right.
You got like all of that in between. It's so many cities, bro. And like, I think like for real, to be totally honest with you, a lot of cities are slept on as far as what they're doing. Because to be honest, Pensacola has had like at least about, I say 3-4 artists that then went like up there from Pensacola. Right. Like for real. But I mean, we are 850, man. It's all love. I don't really feel no type of way because some people don't know no better.
Okay.
And Tallahassee is definitely the most known. I got a lot of respect for Tallahassee. But yeah, I don't feel no type of way. It's 850. Like, it is what it is. Like, you'll find out. That just makes me know I got more work to put in to let people
really
know
sound.
Where I'm from. Like, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. Dog, I be like looking at people like, yo, it's 850. I'm like, talk about Tallahassee. You better say 32301 or something.
Yeah, I didn't even know 850 was that big. I was ignorant at one time, and I moved to Pensacola. I'm like, wait, this is 852? I'm like, I thought it only, like, nah, this is all 850. I'm like, whoa, it's like almost the whole North Florida is during 850, man. It's crazy.
I'm finna give up my whole age, because I remember when it was 904.
Oh, see,
I remember everything was 904.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Don't make me feel that old,
hey,
man.
Look,
come
man,
on, dog.
You put me on something new.
Don't make me feel that old, dog. I ain't that. Joe.
It's always been 850.
Joe, you trying to make me feel old? Nah, yeah. It was I remember everything was 904 from Pensacola to Jacksonville.
Wow.
All that was 904, I think 91, 92.
Oh, I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known that.
That's when it flipped. Like, it was a while where it was just like, it's a while where I think you can still type 904 and you can still
come
connect
up
the
like,
call.
Yeah, that's crazy. I bet people still have phone numbers that was 904.
Yo, no. Every now and then I see a truck and they had 904, like 877, like,
damn.
Nah, bro.
That'd have been crazy because y'all would have had to been partnering with Jacksonville. Imagine if we were still 904. Everybody would know it from Duval. People would be like, Duval, look, it's more than 904 than Duval.
Right. Like, yo, Tallahassee feeling like Marietta. Feeling like Steve.
Y'all know how it feels then. I get it. It's more. They the capital and everything, but it's more 850. Like, you know, come on to the west a little bit more. We got more over here.
But yeah, man.
Shout out to 904. They rip hard, boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember that in high school. Duval, every time we go play basketball, the whole gym, Duval, you like, dang.
Right. Now, what tripped me out, though, and we're going to get into it. We'll get off this because y'all for that, like, this is like a history teacher. Now, what tripped me out is, like, Duval, the Dane Duval, or the namesake of Duval, was, like, the largest. He was the largest slave owner.
Wow.
In this area. Like, I think he had, his plantation was here in Tallahassee. Wow. But he had the largest plantation. So once I learned that, because like, I was a freshman in college.
Yeah.
You know, everybody forget Duval. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, y'all rapping. But then I learned that, like, it totally changed the meaning.
Like, damn, I don't even want to say that.
Yeah. Because, you know, and then before, you know, the Jaguars took it over,
yeah,
it was essentially like black folks yelling it out. But I'm like, y'all yelling out y'all grandparents, you know, slave owner, bruh. Like, it's that. Ever since I learned that, that always threw me off.
You're going to end up having them banned now. He's like, damn, we already can't say the N-word. Like, we can't say that now. Like, nah, you don't get to say Duval.
Nah. But then again, Jacksonville is named after Andrew Jackson. We know his history. So.
I'm going to be real with you. Like, a lot of this area in general has a lot of slave background in
yes,
it.
Like, yes,
I looked up Mariana, and it's crazy. I'm like, whoa, it's some bad stuff that had happened in Mariana. Besides the little... juvie thing that everybody knows about,
right,
that just got found out. That jump happened for years, probably ever since I was born. Really?
The what? Our family ballpark. Fee people got land. They're on the east side of town. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. So
that's yeah.
That's crazy. They got a plantation road too over in, like, Greenwood. It's crazy. Right. And we actually had a lynch that happened in our courthouse. It was actually one of the turns of the civil right when all that happened.
Right, right.
It was one of the things that affected it because somebody was like hung like right in front of the courtyard, and so it got so big that they heard about it, you know, up in Georgia.
Yeah.
It had a lot to do with it. I was just bored one day researching all this stuff. I was like, wow, talking to my cousin, it was crazy.
How does not necessarily that in particular. But how did growing up in a place like Mariana affect not just your music, but your grind?
It's a lot, man, because to be honest with you, it's one of those places where all that is still relevant there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's one of them places where you still deal with it. Like, in general, we all know how the police is around here.
Right.
Like, in those areas, they get away with a lot more stuff, as y'all have seen recently, too, in the news.
Right.
How
right.
old dude got caught. But that's been going on for years as well, man.
Yeah, he was putting the stuff in the in the cars and stuff.
Yeah. That's
was that
been
in
going
Jackson,
on for
y'all?
So many, huh?
Or was that, like, one of...
That was, like, he's actually from Sneeze.
Wow.
But he was patrolling all of Jackson County, so he's been in my city and all that. Like, it's wild stuff, man. But that and, like, it's one of those things, like I always say about Mariana, people look at it as, like, a small city, so they don't think things really happen. But it's so much because it's so small and it's so concentrated that I feel like you get experienced to so many things. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the country. I consider myself to be a country boy. But at the same time, you go into school with, it's no separation. Like, I feel like in cities, people are so separated. Like, you either poor or you go from a wealthy neighborhood and people don't use it intermingle. Like, where I'm from, everybody intermingle. So you get a taste of it anyway. You have people grow up rich but still be in the hood because they get a taste of it all. It's like all right there. So I feel like, in a sense, it makes you very well-rounded because I understand people so much more like than a normal person wouldn't be able to understand so many different types of people. But it's because I've been exposed to so many different types of people that, you know what I'm saying? I know it sounds weird, somebody being from such a small place to say that, but it really does make you well-rounded. One of the toughest thing is you have to work harder for everything because it's nothing there. You know what I'm saying? You don't see people that are successful in any way. You know what I'm saying? It's like a couple of jobs that you see people when they graduate, they go and work, and that's usually where they spend the rest of their life.
Right.
So it's kind of like it either is going to hold you back or it's going to push you to grind harder. Because it's like, yo, that's me growing up, what I learned more what not to do than what to do. So it's kind of like I figured out what to do along the way, but I knew what I didn't want to be like growing up. You know what I'm saying? You just see it exposed to so much different. Like, I know I don't want to be like that. I know I don't be like that. I know I don't be like that. So I'm going to go this way. I don't know where it's going to take me, but I'm going to head over here. You know what I'm saying? It's just things like that. You learn a lot of stuff more of the harder way instead of, like, I feel like in the city, a lot of things, like, I've never seen a black entrepreneur, to be honest with you, until I moved out. I've never in my life seen a black entrepreneur that I knew of. You know what I'm saying? And then like moving to places like, even like Atlanta, it's like right there in front of you. Like, whoa, these people, like you go in corporate offices and you're seeing nothing but black people. Right, it's like, I've never seen this in my life.
Right.
But it kind of like motivates you. And I see at the same time people from cities like that where it's a pro and a con. It's a pro because it makes people motivated. But it's a con because it makes some people crash out quick. Because you'd be like, I'm going to get this any way I can. And they go and do some dummy stuff and end up crashing out. You know what I'm saying? So
then they're wondering too bad because they see it.
Exactly. It's kind of like it's taunting because it's like right there. You see people like, man, I remember riding yesterday in Atlanta and I just seen somebody in a Bentley. It was like a black coated suede freaking Bentley with the curtains. And it's like, yo, this is probably somebody right here. Like, this is probably somebody's favorite rapper right here, Liddy, riding beside. Right, so it's kind of like, at the same time, it's dope. It's just about how you use it. It could be a motivation or it could be like just a taunt for you. Like, it's just right there in your face, you know? So it affects people different ways, but.
All right. Who was some of your favorite rappers like coming up? Who was those that when you heard them, you was like, yo, I want to start rapping?
Who gave me that interaction was literally nobody mainstream. It was the people that I grew up around.
I had
like most of my cousins growing up rap. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how I picked up on it. And I had a lot of people in my neighborhood that was like the big homies. Yeah. They was rapping everything. Those are the people that made me like, oh yeah, I want to do this. Because, you know, me looking up to them, those were like my role models.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying? So yeah, that they the one who made me kind of really get it. Yeah, really want to step into it.
No, I can vibe with that because I remember... Yo, when I first started rapping, I think even before I said I really wanted to become a rapper, I was in the neighborhood. My cousin Fat Man, my man Eugene. Shout out to Eugene.
Shout out.
Posting on Facebook like 85 times 1,000 a day. but they were the ones, you know what I'm saying, kicking freestyles.
Yeah.
And I joined in. And then that's when, probably like a month or two later, watching TV and I see Biggie, and I figure, well, shoot, he fat and ugly. I'm just fat. I'm pretty sure I can do this.
I just gotta be tight, too, man.
I just gotta be tight. Yeah. So nah, I feel you on that, but that's an interesting. Yeah, man. So what do you try to come across when it comes down to your music? Like, what do you want people to take from when they hear your music?
Honestly, I want you to take whatever I'm feeling at the time. To be real with you, when I make my music, I shut the world out. I don't even think about how people are going to react to it. I just make the music. And then after that, I realize how people intercept it. You know, I used to be the person when I write something like, oh, I wonder how they going to feel about this. I stopped caring so much. And I feel like what draws people in, because people can tell when it's real and when it's not. And so most of my music is made off of pure emotion, like how I'm feeling at the time. So if anything, my biggest thing is always just being yourself. That's what I always want people to take from it. No matter what, just be yourself.
I can dig that. I can dig that. Because it's just, because you get tied up in trying to portray an image or trying to chase a sound.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Well, what happened? Well, it can't be duplicated if it's coming from you.
Facts.
And you got to worry about nobody, you know, taking your swag, taking your style, taking whatever, because it's you, and they got to come to you for the source because it's coming from you.
Facts.
So yeah. I vibe with that, man. And when did you start like, not just rapping, but when did you like really start like putting music together? Like, how long you been at this?
So I give you like the background. So I've always been around music. Like I said, my dad was a composer. He was also a songwriter. My auntie's son, my grandma's son. So I was always around music in that sense. I started with poetry, and I don't even remember when I started. This is my grandma telling me that when they used to do the poems in church that I used to write my own. I don't even remember that.
Then
I remember my earliest memory is probably around 12 when I had some of my homies kind of like writing and stuff. So I was like, ooh, let me try it out. Start doing that, recording on a tape recorder and all that. By the time like high school, I found out that's when I kind of got confident with it. I found out it was nice. You know, getting a freestyle, seeing a reaction from people, like, oh, I'm kind of decent with this. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So like 16, 17, I started actually like recording, like going to some of the hometown studios and setting up my own joint in there and recording actual songs. I started taking it serious. I call it serious about 3-4 years ago, for real, because that's when I actually started thinking of it more of a career. You know what I'm saying? Back then it was more of like a hobby and like kind of like a dream. Like, oh, I want to do it, but you know, I don't know. It ain't reality to me. And then about 3 or 4 years, I started taking it serious. Like, I'm gonna make this happen. Like, I really want to do this, and I'm gonna make this happen. You know,
what was that clicking moment? So it came from, I'm doing this because I know I love it, but I'm just kind of doing it to know I'm doing things on purpose now.
Yeah, it was a combination of a lot of things. It was a combination of being where I'm from, seeing the influence that I had, and one of the biggest things was seeing the need for what I do in music. That's what one of the biggest things, like, I think I really need to be in this, you know what I'm saying? And seeing people, because when I started, it's definitely not how, like, most rappers, it's not how it is now, you know what I'm saying? And I started seeing kids singing my stuff back, and I was like, I probably don't, a kid shouldn't be saying this, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't even know y'all was listening, for real, for real. So it started making me notice, like, yo, this is really what's happening, and it's a need for, you know, just something that, for them, you know what I'm saying? Right, and that's my biggest motivation. They motivated me, and so that's when I really took it serious. Like, I really need to do this for real, because I see the influence in it, and it gave me a purpose behind it.
Right,
and
right.
And then my wife, who's also my manager, she began managing me, and that's when an actual career started coming into play.
Yeah, that's why I was about to lean into. I was like, I see the wifey. She handling all your stuff. I'm gonna say all your stuff. Brittany is a team.
She handles a lot of it. Like, I'm just an artist. Like, all a lot of the other stuff that's her in, because that's what she does. She's really, like, a lot of people be like, she's your wife and Jim. I'm like, nah, she's real deal, my manager, because she really handles a lot of the manager stuff, like all of my bookings, all of that type stuff. I don't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Right. She actually handles that for me, and that's pretty, when we came together, we was already one, because we was already, you know, in a relationship, being married and everything. And when we actually came together on the business end, it was even more like, okay, I could really do this, because now I can just be an artist now. I can really put more into my art and really take it serious.
You heard that, Fee? So what we're gonna do is, I'm gonna be your manager. We're gonna get this photography thing popping.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Yo, I ain't gonna front. Y'all see all this background crap? This ain't me. it's the wifey doing all this. Hey, you see how homely this is, bro? Try to tell you, you had been there good 2 months ago. It's been bare. This has been a bachelor pad.
Hey, I believe it, man. I believe it.
You get a wife, you get a home real quick.
Facts, man. Facts. That's when the actual home comes into play. Like,
for real. I don't got too comfortable. Oh, she was gone for like a week. I ain't know what to do with myself. What I'm supposed to do?
Can't do the regular stuff. Like, hey, how do you, this stove, like, how does this thing work again? What am I supposed to do?
Yo, Fee dissed me the other day. She was like, we ain't got no cabinet space. What in the HGTV is this? Wait a minute. Hey, he had no need for cabinet space. That was, you know what I mean?
Like, what is that?
Like, oh, snap. I got to get a house. I got to get a house for real. This ain't enough. Nah.
Oh, man.
But no, man, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, and I could tell, like, we heard helping, managing, doing the things for you, and really, to me, looking at, on the outside looking in, I really look at that as kind of the difference from a lot of other rappers. No diss, doing their thing. It's just you having just that backbone, literally.
Facts,
and also,
facts.
Too, it reminded me, one time speaking to Kanye, one time I met Kanye, he was just like, asked for advice or whatever, and he said, like, yo, just find that one person that got that talent to put you on, you just ride that way. And
yeah,
just like, you know,
yeah,
she got that gift of, you know, putting things together, you handling yours, she handling hers, and boom, y'all both, you know what I'm saying, growing together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, that's a beautiful thing, bro.
Yeah, I feel like as rappers, one of the biggest things, especially since it's so independent these days, let me say this. Independent does not mean you do not have a team behind you. That does not mean,
bro,
that. Oh, my God.
Say it again.
Bro, independent does not mean you don't have a team behind you. Independent just means you're not signed to a label. Like, these people that be big and independent, do not let them fool you. They got a whole team behind them, bro. Like, if you don't, DaBaby, one of the hottest rappers in the game right now. This dude, when he was coming up, he had 50 people passing out CDs and flyers.
Right.
50 people pulling up to events.
Right.
Like, bro, like, that's what it is. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm looking for a team to build. A wise person told me, bro, like, you don't have to do everything. He said, find people who can do the things that you don't do better than you can do.
Yep.
And let them help you, pretty much. Yes. I feel like a lot of artists, they dig themselves a hole because they just don't let people help them.
Right. Like, they feel like it's supposed to be just one man show, and it does not work that way.
Like, yeah, I do the mixing, I do the master, I do the production, but how good is it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Can somebody do it? You know, don't be afraid. Because I used to be that person. I used to do my mixing. I got into production one time, and I realized, I was like, you know what? People's stuff sound way better, especially when I moved to the A, because it was like people quality up there is like next level, because so it's studios everywhere, and I'm like, yo, it's no excuse for me not to have good quality. Now I gotta trust it in somebody else's hands. I can't do everything, and I found with that I can focus more on my artistry. It helps me out a lot more.
I've been preaching that again since the whole Kanye thing. Was just like, yo, like, you can't, you stretch yourself thin. You as an artist should focus on your artistry and let somebody else handle the management and the promotion. And I go back to, like, don't let everybody in your crew want to be a rapper.
Facts. Oh, my God.
It's not for them.
Oh, somebody, you said a mouthful. Yeah. Man, look. Yo, that's some deep advice. If I would have listened to that, that would have saved me a good year or two. Because the engineers going into that process, when I used to work with engineers, they'd be like, oh, I'm a rapper too. So I'd be like, okay, whatever. I still work with you. But I found when people say that, it's like one of the biggest things. If I want just an engineer, he'd be like, I rap too. I'm kind of like,
yeah, nah. Don't try to Kanye me, bro. Don't come here with no pink polo to my rap too. Nah. Do your job and relax.
Man. Telling you.
And do your job exceedingly well, right? Yeah. I get paid, you get paid.
Facts. I'm telling you. Like, let them, and let them do their job. Like,
word,
for real.
Word,
let them do
word.
Their job.
So, all right. We're going to go ahead, man. That was a good discussion.
Yeah,
we're going to go ahead and get into these next tracks, man. Let me see what we got real quick. Y'all hold tight. I'll mess around. You know what? I remember my auntie last name now.
Uh-oh.
It's McKay.
McKay.
Yeah. Miss McKay. So.
Dang, that sounds familiar. I'm trying to think.
She don't look like me.
She might have went to Mariana, because that really sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think she taught for a good 30 years.
Miss McKay. That sounds real familiar. I don't know. I'm gonna go research that. I'm gonna find out.
Your grandparents are like, hey, y'all know Ernestine McKay? Y'all know Ernestine McKay? Well, I know her and Wes. They used to come over here and give us eggs.
Yeah. Oh, they do the eggs too?
I don't know. They had a farm. I remember they had like a big old hog, and they had, you know, that's, I just remember a big hog. That's childhood in the country.
Country life, man. It's no boredom like it. I'm telling you.
Yo, shout out to Drew. All right, man. We're gonna get into this music, man. We're gonna get into slide music, and then still solid. And you wanna come back, man, so y'all can find out more info about Aston Martin and what he got prepared. And also, too, I'm gonna ask him what he was doing across seas.
Hey.
So this is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby.
Looking like a bag of two. Speakers root, they blast through. No wonder why they mad. attitude. Neighbors stay complaining. I just think they racist. Young, black, and gifted. Plus, I'm dreaded they can't take it. On this busy day, but I'm driving like it's vacant. Just myself and I, music live, bitch, and pacing. That's just how I'm vibing. I lame, yeah, they be wildin'. I peeping for a secret. Got them watching like a private. I ask around your partners now. This is what they talking about. Speakers blasting like some sirens. Got my critics silent when it's dropping this day. I can show you what that road look like. Living out the Airbnbs, boy, you don't know my life. I came from nothing, so struggling, I'm accustomed to that. Hustling, bustling, busting it just to make a few scraps. Hold it down like an anchor, that's why I'm going for they throat. It's too late to be a gangster, so I'm focused on the growth. Since ain't nobody told you, I figured that I'd let you know. It's a dead end street, boys, the men in the road. I just open an ocean, that's why I'm overly focused. I got more flow than the ocean, get on your nose and be coasting. Swagger open and roaming when I be opening potions. I just hope that you notice I'm giving hope to the hopeless. Keep that dope and it's potent, ain't gotta tell them I show it. Ain't gotta boast, man, that's bogus. You should already know this, don't blame the goat. You provoked them, that inner stroke and be woken. I feel like Jim when she wrote the living my life like it's golden. I'm traveling, but I ain't falling on my pivot. God sat me down and told me, boy, you tripping, giving interest to if or not they paying attention. Boy, you slipping, don't forget that I got you on this mission. Okay, I'm good on the handouts coming this way, please. So when I make it, can't nobody say they made me. Day one, day two, or even day three. Long as you got some loyalty, boy, you straight with me. Quiet boy, yet I still keep that iron with me. Up that fire, it's gonna seem like 99 Whitney. Church boy, yeah, Jerusalem, just to be specific. The way my mainstream is ironic, I'm still indie. Can't wait to have me a legit because I love kids. Shout out the wife because she showed me just what love is. These all facts, my mom and grandparents will tell you that. Oh, you rather listen to that cap, I let them say you that. Word around town, you the man up in the kitchen. Yeah, right, the only reason you the man. Between what we got to say, you came here to play, I came to motivate. Our people struggling, so ain't really more to say. Just follow me because I know the way. Got so much that's on my plate, it start to tip from day to day. But I may want to refuse to break, because I know just what's at stake. Been dreaming of padding cake since I was playing patty cake. Been skimming a fatter pace since I was having better days. This been therapy for me ever since the first line. Boy, I'm too solid, you should have learned that from the first time. It's Ashton Martin.
God had smiled on me. He has
set
me.
All right, and we're back. That was my man Ashton Martin. We're still solid. So yeah, man. So like I said, I've been peeping, I've been creeping. Not too much of a creep.
Okay,
but,
okay.
I guess just to introduce, or just to go back to what we when we met. We had Dr. Lisa had the showcase.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Came up there, rocked the stage or whatever. And then, you know, we connected or whatever and start following you on Instagram. And, yeah, I saw the Eiffel Tower in the background.
Yeah, man.
And I was like, wait, I haven't seen, I haven't been there in 21 years. I have flashbacks.
Oh, man.
What was the science behind that trip, bro?
So, that was actually a whole two. So even when we met that whole summer, we actually met, I want to say, towards the end of my tour.
Okay.
I had dropped a project that February. It was entitled Solid. And that summer we went on tour. We started in the Netherlands at the New School Rules Festival. Shout out to New School Rules. From there we went to France, and we performed at Madame Festival. You saw the Eiffel Tower because we actually landed in Paris. Okay. The city that we the festival was in Cannes. It was like a couple hours away from the city.
Right.
But we just drove over there because we did that all off the muscle, like no funding. So we was thugging it the whole tour. I'm talking about bus rides, stopping and stuff over the country, riding all through, you know, driving to where we trying to get to, like learning how to drive over there. It was wild. But it was an experience though. And from France, we came back to the States, and that's pretty much when we met. And from there, we went to Winnipeg. We caught a bus up to New York. No. We rented a car and rode all the way pretty much up to like Wyoming or somewhere, wherever close to that area, in the middle of nowhere. And then we took a ride all the way to Winnipeg, performed at a festival in there, and then came back and then drove all the way to Toronto and ended off the tour in Toronto.
T-Dot?
Yeah, shout out to T-Dot, man. That was the funnest part. Drew actually went with me. I took him along on that session of the tour.
Shout out to Drew. What up, bro?
What up, Drew? And yeah, that was a vibe. That was different because I got more connects in Toronto because I know a couple of artists, and I know one specific. Shout out to DT, plugged me in with a lot of stuff up there. And shout out to Shan, who booked a lot of things. So we did interviews, performances while we was up there, and T-Dot. So that was a little bit different. We spent a little bit more time, about 2 weeks up there.
Okay. Yeah. Let me flex a little bit. I got international artists on my show. What? I got international artists on my show. Y'all hear that? Yeah. My man Cross Seas, son.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Let me flex a little bit, huh? What a podcast doing that? Huh? What a local podcast doing that? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? What it is? Nah, I'm sorry.
Yo.
So I'm taking your shot. You the one with international. Yeah.
We were international.
We were international. We're plane ticket. Passport expired not on 11 years ago.
Man.
Let me try to go cross seas. Donald Trump be like, bring your ass.
Yo, like, no, for real though, we actually got in trouble because of Trump in Paris.
Wow.
Like, we had guns drawn on us and everything because, you know, they had the bombing in Paris.
Yeah.
And, like, in Paris, they do not rock with Americans. Do not believe the hype, though. Like, people in Paris do not rock with Americans. They do not like you at all. So, they was like, they had a threat on one of the floors. And, like, shout out to Luke, but I'm finna bag on you real quick. Luke's from Midwest, you know what I'm saying? He's from KC. I don't know how they rock up there, but when you see somebody holding sticks and they telling you to go in a direction, these people have rifles. They like, go this way. Yep. We going this way.
Yeah.
He gonna sit up and try to talk with the people like, I'm gonna use my car, my American car. It was like, man, I'm like, should we get shot in here? Oh no, I gotta make it back to the States. Like, no, I don't want to die over here. I don't want to go to jail over here. But yeah, that was a crazy time.
Like, he said Rocky.
Yeah, for real, man. Like, if you go overseas, do not mess off, man. Like, for real, because they not finna play with you. Don't think it's you American, you untouchable. They don't play, man.
Nah, when I was over there, like, I was trying to be like as least American as possible.
Thank you.
Because I already knew, like, yo, you already a target. I kind of figured I could play it off because I was black and everybody else on the trip was white. Yeah, nah. They read me. Yeah, they read me, but
they know off the back. As soon as they look at you, like, oh yeah, you're American.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I went somewhere and I was just like, I was trying to I think I was in Spain.
Yeah.
I was in Burger King. I was in Barcelona. I know a little Spanish, so I was like, all right, I'll call a number out. So I was in Burger King. I was like, uno. She was like, you want a number one? A number one. Yeah. I felt like a dumbass. But then also too, it made me realize, like, I was in a Burger King and they knew English in Barcelona.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's one of the things that surprised me too. Yeah. Most people over there know English. Like,
yes.
It's crazy.
And then also too, I think, I don't know if you had this experience. Because it may have been more Americanized, probably even more American, or Westernized now.
Yeah.
But I remember being over there, and really, I didn't know the difference. Knows the difference from being over there and over here until I really, like, stopped and listened to people. Because before that, it was just like jibber jabbers.
Yeah.
You know how you walk in the mall, you ain't really listening to people.
Yeah.
So you hear the mumbling, but it wasn't until I really, like, listened, like, oh, shoot, like, I'm really in Germany because now I'm listening to what they're saying. So you had that experience? Or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you're walking in, like, random people, like, I'm like, oh, snap. Like, one of the things I noticed, though, over towards the West, we talk louder than they do. So people are always staring at us when we're, like, in a place where people are having conversations. We'll, like, say something. We're like, dang, we being really loud. And you see everybody, like, just looking at us. Americans. Like, Americans. Like, my bad. Like,
no. Yeah. Let me see. Y'all didn't go to Italy, right?
No. But I actually had somebody come from Italy to my first, when I was in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Somebody came from Italy there because I was actually, shout out to Frozen Picnic. I'm an ambassador for their t-shirts.
Yeah.
And he came just to vibe, you know what I'm saying? He actually paid for the hotel that we were staying in. And it was crazy because when he was talking to people there, the language that they communicated in was English. And that was wild. Right. I was like, yo, this is like y'all bridge language. Right.
Yep.
It was crazy, man.
Yep. No, because I went to Italy. Like, bro, I remember our guy, like, was talking to, like, the train dude. Because we took the train from Austria to Rome.
Yeah.
Bro, I thought they was going to fight.
Really?
Like, Italians get in your face. They talk really abrasive, bro. I don't know if things changed in the past 21 years, but when I was there, they talk mad abrasive. Like, yo, what you going to do? I was like, I'm looking, like, I'm from the south side, Tallahassee. So I'm like, all right, ain't nobody going to fight for my guy, man. Let me get ready. You know what I mean? And he was like, chow. And then he walked off. He was like, the bus over here. I'm like, y'all want about to fight?
Wow.
Because y'all was in each other's face. Like, so that may be true in France, but. Yeah. From my experience in Italy, no, they get abrasive, dog.
You ever been around Jamaicans?
No.
Jamaicans are just like that.
I can believe that.
Jamaicans are so aggressive, dog. Like, I remember we was at a bus, and this lady, some confusion with the bus. But, like, real Jamaicans, you can't really understand them when they talk, like, straight up Jamaican. Like straight you can't really hear what they're saying. So they were like, blah, 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 blah. And it just got louder. Oh, it's finna go down. I'm like, ooh, it's finna go down. And then the lady afterwards, it was like, oh, okay, cool. And they like, made happen. And we're like, what the freak? Then the lady was like, yo, this is how we communicate. Right. I was like, okay. They even drive aggressive, though. Like, beep, like, with the horns and everything. Yeah. You think you finna die the whole time. You're on the bus. You're like, oh, shit, I'm finna die on this bus, man.
Right.
Jamaicans are wild, dog.
Yeah, like, no, that's how it was in Italy, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get up out of here, I know you mentioned you got the endorsement. How did that come into play?
Tell me, with Frozen Pick?
Yeah.
So, really just building a relationship.
Okay.
That's really what it was. Build a relationship. I started rocking some of their product, just showing love to them.
Right.
And, they showed the love back. So that's kind of how our thing happened. It happened like a genuine relationship. And I was supporting the brand and he supported the music.
Dang. All right. So, Tarif, you better holler at Florida State. He's from that Florida State money because he be rocking now. And then all I remember Mr. Gnarly. He had an endorsement. So that's dope. That's legit, another level, dog. I think, as far as artists can go.
Yeah.
As far as, like, get them a door, especially these up-and-coming brands. Because they come
that's,
up, you come
that's
up.
That's where you target it. My homie DT from Canada, he's pretty big on it. What he always said, he was like, the way you can target these companies, when you go to certain places, let's say I go to an event tonight, look at what everybody's rocking. See, everybody's rocking Nike or something like that. You can't get the Nike, obviously, but you go to a brand that's want to target their audience and be like, look, everybody here rocking Nike. I can rock your brand out here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to see it. You know what I'm saying? So that's a way to target them. And it's always about building a relationship. Shout out to Shan again, my wife, because she's the biggest one on this. Like, this is her stuff right here. She's all about endorsements, funding, grants, and all that.
Yes.
That's what she does. So any independent artist that's looking for more information on that, definitely hit up her. Definitely get in contact. She holds seminars sometimes. We actually, whenever Goldie Studios doing their thing that they usually do, she's actually going to be a speaker there next time. I think it's supposed to be this month.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have a date yet, but, whenever they get it set up. Yeah,
so go to sound ABO them over there.
Yeah.
So, man, before we get up out of here, man, how can the people get in contact with you guys? Because this is a team. How can they get in contact with you guys in regards to whatever, as far as like features, and also to what can we expect from the camp?
For sure. So if you're looking to get in contact with me, my IG is @real_AshtonMartin. My Facebook's AshtonMartin850. And YouTube, @real_AshtonMartin. Well, @real_AshtonMartin, pretty much. My manager's IG is @book_AshtonMartin. So if you're looking to get any information for her of what we was talking about, you know, hit her up. I'm currently working on a project, Too Solid, the follow-up to my last project. I just released a single, the first single for it, Still Solid. The video dropped about, I say, 3 weeks or so ago.
Word.
It's available everywhere, but it's going to be out February 20th, 2020 is when I'm releasing that. And we're looking to do the same thing this summer, what we did last summer, and actually build off of that, expand more. Now that we have a little bit more connections overseas and in Canada and everything, we're looking to expand. Any artist that's looking to get some overseas exposure, we're actually going to be taking, I'm looking to take about 4 artists with me to the Netherlands. So get at me, and we get everything set up. I'll let you know what's the requirements and everything, but I'm definitely trying to get, especially people from here, 850, yeah. Florida. Word. I'm trying to really get the home team on, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really just trying to, you know, any way that I can give back, I'm always looking to give back. You feel me?
Yo, big up. I appreciate that. Appreciate you, bro. Yo, y'all make sure y'all do that, man. Any artists listening, man, for real. Y'all make sure you holler at my mans and get with their team, man, because that's a big lookout, especially he looking out for y'all.
Yeah, we get farther together, man. Always. We get farther together.
Word. Again, I mentioned it on YouTube. I want to mention to my podcast people. I apologize for the sound quality of the podcast last week. Your boy had a mind slip. I thought I had the podcast. I got the interface. The interface was on. Had my headphones on, but it just wasn't plugged into the. Oh, actually, with the recording, I had it. I didn't have it on the interface. I had it on the laptop, and ooh. Y'all got that. What the old? I ain't gonna say it's trash because that basically what I was giving y'all the first 10 episodes anyway. Yeah. Like, you reverted back. You know, messed up. Lost his equipment. So yeah, but anyway, I apologize for that. Y'all hear the quality now. We're gonna try to keep this up again. My man Ashton, man, I appreciate you, bro.
Man, thank you so much for having
me, man.
No
doubt, man. We're gonna get up out of here, man. Shout out to everybody else in the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Miss Stevens, Mrs. Ashton Martin, you know what I'm saying? Drew, my man Joe, you know what I mean? Also two shout out to my baby Fee. You know what I mean? Shout out to my baby Mackenzie. Cause this time, shoot, this is her birthday month.
Mine too.
Oh, Team Scorpio?
You already know.
Man, get out of here, dog.
Come on, man. Why do Scorpios get so much hate? Because
I'm a Libra.
Oh, that's why.
That's why. Yeah.
You should love us then.
I got you. My daughter's a Scorpio. And my daddy's a Scorpio.
Oh man.
I mean, I'm a Scorpio sandwich. Yeah.
I wouldn't even like to be around any Scorpio.
It's moments, they're gonna remain nameless, but but yeah, man. Yeah, it's just.
Hey, I'm gonna be expecting the gift for y'all next Sunday, the 10th.
Oh, it's my daughter, cash out. My daughter's the 9th.
The 9th?
Yeah.
Man, she a real one, man.
Yeah,
I already expect
that. Yes, yeah. Shout out my baby Mackenzie, man. Hey. Yeah, so actually that may I've thinking ahead. Anyway, we're finna get out of here because now I'm just rambling. This is the Nick Myself Hour. It's your boy Nick Myself Tim. I'll see y'all next week. Peace. Much love to you.
Yeah.